Hello and welcome to Webhack Wednesdays. We are back for a brand new season. I'm Martin Beebe.
New season. As if it's a new season.
It's like Game of Thrones.
Fair enough.
This has been like the expectation of obviously the people which are watching this. They treat it like Walking
Dead.
Like
a season. Okay, that's cool. Fine.
What's the cliffhanger?
Yeah. We didn't do that. We just kind of stopped for the summer.
We do need some like kind of big budget, you know. Getting back into this kind of thing.
Well, anyway, I'm Martin Kern. Hi, I'm Martin Kern. Yeah. It's funny you mentioned that because I popped down to Co-op.
Co-op?
Yeah, to see if I could find something to celebrate this momentous occasion.
For those that don't know what Co-op is a shop which is in our building at Microsoft.
We're very proud of this.
We've got a proper Co-op shop.
With self-scan machines and everything. Yeah. Anyway, so what I got for you some Twiglets.
Twiglets.
And also, not just Twiglets, but a box of Celebrations chocolates.
Oh,
but,
get the hell
Well, the only problem is that mostly they've been eaten.
You still got Mars. So
yeah, so all the good ones are still there. So there we go. So welcome back. What are we here to talk about today then? You've got a mouthful of chocolate now, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
You're wishing
Probably.
That
I... No, I'm not regretting this at all.
No, is it really good?
Yeah. Mars is the best. So we're talking about bots today.
Right, okay. Bots are cool, I like bots.
Mm. Yeah, and by bots we mean like messenger bots. So in things like Facebook Messenger,
right.
Skype, you might have a conversation with a friend in one of those things. But now you can have a conversation with a bot.
Okay.
And the idea with a bot is that it can help you achieve something or do something.
Yeah.
So there's a great example of a Skyscanner bot.
Okay, cool.
Where you can have a conversation with Skyscanner bot and sort of say where you're going, when you're going, and it will figure out what flights that you could take
and
the prices of those flights and compare all the different airlines.
So the kind of natural language, so you through Skype, so kind of all the social networks really then?
Yeah, so you've got, the thing we're going to be talking about today is a thing called a Microsoft bot framework.
Right, okay.
And what that allows you to do is build one single bot
and
have it run across all of the bot sort of platforms.
All of them, brilliant.
Yeah, so most of the modules, there's more, but the general ones that we're concerned with, or that I've been building for, are kind of Microsoft Teams, Skype, Facebook Messenger.
Oh, that's it.
Well, there's a few more. There's a few others.
So no MySpace.
Not really. There's generally.
I thought we were going to be on MySpace. So
I don't know if they still have a chat functionality on MySpace anymore.
They should have. It's the original and best social network, and there we are.
Look, there's me. That's me circa 2000. That's my actual MySpace profile picture.
Is it? You look a bit cooler than I do.
What? This is you in an office?
Wearing it. It's probably the last time I wore a shirt and tie.
Listen to Venga Boys now.
MySpace isn't supported by the bot framework then?
You could actually support it in the sense that if the MySpace development team were wanting to support bots in some way, we have an open source web chat thing that you can add into any React application. And if you want to build your own from the vanilla things, you can either call the direct APIs for the bot connector, or you can use a thing called Direct Line.
So there's ways to do it. So we might have a MySpace chatbot.
Who knows?
In the future, maybe.
Let's hope. But
for now, we'll just settle on Facebook and Skype and Kick and those kinds of things. So let's get back to the snooker hall.
So let's have a look at how we're going to build. We're going to build a sort of simple bot inside of Node.js.
Okay, so let's have a little look.
I'm just going to go to the new folder, create a new folder in my demo folder on my machine, call it my bot.
Okay.
And then I'm going to type in cmd, which opens the command line.
Which is the coolest thing out of Webhack Wednesday Series 1.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
npm init. This just creates a project.json file for this in this folder, in the my bot folder.
Okay.
If you've not used Node before, this is just like it's a bit like a project file, but name, description, I've just pressed enter on all those things.
Yeah.
Standard demo where I don't care. I'm not actually going to put this thing live. And I'm going to open it up in Visual Studio Code. So code space dot will open that folder up inside of Visual Studio Code. And so in there, when it loads, come on, we've got that package.json, not project.json, sorry. And then I'm going to create an app.js, which is going to be the entry point for my application.
Okay.
I'm just going to type in here a couple of variables and require. Basically, I'm going to get some libraries. So var restify. This is like a HTTP a server for your web files.
Okay.
This has got nothing to do with the bot framework. You could be using Express or anything like this, but I'm using restify because it's simple. Just press later on that. And then I'm going to load the SDK for the bot framework. So a variable called builder require, and it's called bot builder.
Okay, cool.
Now I don't have these SDKs at the moment, so I'm going to go back to my command line, and I'm going to use npm. And I'm going to do an npm install, --save, which means that it'll save this dependency inside of that package.json.
Okay.
Bot builder. Press enter, and it's going to go to get the SDK for this bot builder. It'll take a little bit of time. It's obviously got quite a lot of stuff it's got to load in. But this is ultimately putting it into a folder called node_modules inside of your node application.
Okay.
And then when this is finished, I will, inside of that variable in my application, will reside the entire SDK.
Excellent. Okay.
Come on. Okay. There we go. And then I need to install the other one, which was npm install --.
Save.
Restify. So sort of equally go over to npm, install the node package manager, and I'll start being able to use this. It's like a HTTP web server.
Sure. Okay.
Very, very straightforward, very, very simple one.
So this is how you handle the requests coming into the bot, basically.
Yeah, because obviously node doesn't have a HTTP out of the bot. You need to have a way of wiring up the URL to your application. Traditionally, I've used something like, in an actual application, I've used something like Express.
What you mean, this isn't a real application?
Well, it's fine. In regular websites, I would use maybe Express because you're dealing with actual websites. So I'm just going to go back to my Visual Studio Code. And I am going to add or create this Restify server.
Okay.
So I create a variable server, but Restify.create server. So now I have a server. And I'm going to get that server to listen on a port. Now I'm just going to hard code it to listen on that port. But you would ordinarily have that as an environmental variable. So I'm going to, the second parameter is a function. And this function, all it's going to do is just console log.
Right.
It's going to console log a message for me. This is just so that I know that the server's up and running.
Okay, cool.
God, I can't remember how to do this. Listen. Listening. Okay, yeah. No, I need an S on that one as well. %S.
Nice bit of string concatenation there.
There's so many different ways of doing this in so many different languages, I never remember. So basically, I'm going to add in the server name and the server URL, and that's going to be concatenated with listening too. So I'm just going to get a little bit of information about the server and what port it's listening on.
Cool. Useful to have.
Actually, just to know that things working and running, and it's not the code, maybe. So var, what I'm going to do is create a connector, a bot connector.
Okay.
So this is where I start using the actual bot builder SDK. Builder dot chat connector.
Okay, cool.
This is the way that we link up to an app password and app ID.
Right.
So the app ID is first one. Now, we don't need it to run locally, but when you actually publish this live, or you want to do it with a real, if you want to run it in Skype or wherever, these will have to be filled in with details that you'll get when you register your bot on the bot framework website.
Okay, so you actually get it on the website itself.
You have to end up with this application, you upload it to a website, then you register it with the bot framework.
Yeah, okay.
So we're going to say bot, new builder.universal. Universal bot.
Is that just to remind us that these can go across all of these platforms?
Yeah, I guess.
Apart
from MySpace, yeah. So I'm just passing that connector into that universal bot. And then what I'm doing is just tying the bot up to the Restify server. So I'm just say server post, when it posts to this URL, when a message comes into APA-messages, then sort of pass that over to my connector.
Okay, cool.
So my connector's kind of listening to that now.
Okay, happy days.
So now my bot's wired up to a URL in my application. So now all I need is to kind of implement some logic. So I'm going to add a thing called a dialog, a bot.dialog. And this one slash means it's the default dialog in the application.
Okay.
So I'm going to add a function, an anonymous function. I'm going to pass in a variable called session. This will be passed into the dialog. And what I'm going to do is respond with a sentence.
So okay.
Session.send, hello, web hack. When
this bot's going to do, regardless of what you say to it, the most intellectual thing you could possibly say to it is just going to say, hello, Webpack Wednesday.
Yeah, it's right. It's listening on that...
changing lives here, BB.
Changing lives, yeah. It's a great bot. So here we go. So I'm just going to run this application up in command line. So node app.js tells me that little console log that's listening on port 3978. So if I go over to what we call the bot emulator...
So not MySpace, then?
No.
I know I keep going on about this, but, you know...
You can quite easily test inside of something like Skype, or Facebook for that matter. But I generally do most of my local development inside of the emulator.
Okay.
This is a cross-platform emulator.
So you get this from just the bot framework web page as well.
Yeah. Presumably. So I'm just going to put the host in there. It's connected up to that local host, and then if I just type in here hello, it should respond. Yes. It's hello web pack one. So you see on the left in the command line all of this kind of all the details, all the feedback and logging that it does.
Well, if nothing else, it's a polite bot, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very polite.
Very good. Okay.
It kind of but it's quite dull.
Yeah, it is really. I mean, I don't think it's good, but you know, it's not brilliant.
But
is
what
it?
We've set up there is a node application.
Yeah.
We've added in the Bot Builder SDK. We've set up Restify to listen on a URL.
Yeah.
And we've wired it all up so that we've now got a two-way communication between a channel.
Yeah. Which is would be Skype or Facebook or potentially MySpace in the future.
And my application.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, I'm doing this all locally at the moment, but what would happen is I'd build this.
Yeah.
I'd put it on a website, and I'd get a URL of that website.
Right.
So beebsisbot.azurewebsites.net.
Okay.
And that URL would
good
be
plug.
My place. Yeah, and then I would go to the bot framework dashboard.
Yeah.
I'd create a new bot.
Yeah.
It would ask me what my bot's URL is.
Okay.
Give it that URL.
Yeah.
And then it would give me a username and password.
Yeah, an app ID.
App ID and password. Sorry. Yeah. I would have to then put them into my application.
And then republish it.
Yeah. Or better still, change the environmental settings inside of the application some way.
Okay, that's getting a bit posh, though.
You could republish the application with them hard coded. Absolutely, yeah, we wouldn't recommend that.
Well, for demo land, that's good. That's fine.
So we republish the application, and then what's going to magically happen is the bot framework is going to. You can then register that bot framework with Skype, with Facebook, with all the different channels, and Skype's actually speaking to the Microsoft bot framework, and then that's in turn speaking to your bot.
Right, so it's like a proxy between Skype's APIs and your...
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
But it means that you build one bot, you put it on one single website, and then the bot framework allows it to go everywhere.
Excellent.
Not MySpace. Everywhere else.
Maybe in the future, MySpace might be an option.
Yeah.
I'm gonna really campaign for this. So, okay, so what's next on the list?
So next up, we're going to go and just make it a little bit more complicated, because the dialogue at the moment, it just says... that dialogue stuff only just says... hello.
It's good, but not great.
So I passed in one single function, which returned that session.
Yeah.
What you can do, instead of just passing one function, is you can pass an array of functions, and you create what you call a waterfall.
Oh,
a dialogue waterfall.
Lovely.
And you imagine this is like a conversation that we're having. It's contextual within the waterfall.
Yeah.
So I will say something like, as the bot, I would say, what's your name?
Can you do it in a robot voice for me, please?
What's your name?
Hi, I'm Martin.
Hello, Martin.
Hello, Martin.
That would be how the bot would speak.
Okay,
because as the bot, I ask you your name, I get the response, I do something with that response, and so forth.
Yeah.
And the way you generally, one of the simplest ways of dealing with that is, inside of a dialogue, we create a thing called a waterfall.
Okay.
Now, so that's what we're going to implement, a little waterfall. It's important to remember as well, when they actually first say the first words to the bot, you get access to that stuff. And now we're just going to a default dialogue at the moment.
Yeah.
But it could be more complicated than that.
Right.
It could be we would look into it maybe with a regex and say, if they say this particular word in the sentence, then forward them to this particular bot dialogue.
Okay. So you can branch it out to different places.
If you ask me what time is it, I could say, go to the time dialogue.
Excuse me, in the robot voice, please.
What? No, you would ask me what time is it?
It is about 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Good.
Thanks for it.
We're going to carry on doing this, okay?
We're not.
Yeah, we are.
you can do it with simple regexes,
Yeah. Or a more advanced way is with Lewis, which we're going to look at in a future episode.
Yeah.
But this is language understanding. So rather than just using regexes in conversation, actually understanding the intent of the user and then directing them to a different dialogue based upon that.
Very good.
So we're going to create a very simple dialogue, which is going to ask the user their name and then going to print their name for them.
Okay, cool. Let's take a look.
Okay. So we just go back over to that bot.dialogue. And I'm going to wrap the function inside of an array. So I never remember where the closing brackets are. There we go. So we've got a function now, one single function. So I can add a second function. You can have as many functions as you want.
Right.
Now this function, I want to, in the second one, I'm just going to print something out to screen. The same thing, roughly.
Okay.
Printed previously.
So moving it on a level then.
Yeah. And in the first level, I'm going to ask them for what's their name.
Okay.
I'm going to use a feature saying builder.prompts. There's a few different ways and interactions you can have. You can have buttons that you can pass down to the user.
Okay.
But I'm going to just say I want a prompt to the user.
So this is effectively the bot's asking, it's sending text to the user, basically. That's what a prompt is. Yeah. Okay.
And then it captures it some way.
Okay.
And so the second function, it's the same sort of signature, but I've got now a results object.
Yeah.
And now I can say, okay, results dot, what is it called again, response? I think so. I've lost my IntelliSense. I'm sure it's that. And I'll just save that into a variable called, that should be their name, shouldn't it? That, because it's brought the response down. And then I can just, I'll do a more basic concatenation so I remember it this time.
Yeah, that's much more familiar. And this fancy string concatenation.
Hello, and then praise the name, right?
Yeah, good.
So if we save that and then run it up in Node.
So we're really pushing the boundaries here. I mean, it's acknowledging you as a user based on you saying what your name is.
User experience.
It is. I think this is it.
This is the future of you. Now, if I ask the question. It will say, what's your name?
It can't spell either.
Can't spell,
but that's fine.
And and I've got the concatenation wrong.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Let's fix that.
Oh, dear. We should have done that posh concatenation that you did in the first time.
Well,
there you go. That's good.
What is your name? What's your name? What's your name? And so.
It's very informal, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe. It's
tone of voice is an important thing with bots, actually. Yeah. We might cover this in a future session about the actual UX and design and tone of voice for bots.
So now I want to say hi. What's your name? It's spelled correct.
It hasn't got a question mark though, but we'll gloss over that.
Hello, Martin. Welcome to Webhack Wednesday. So that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Good. So thank you very much for listening. We'll see you again next week.